Blog Talk Radio.
Jean-Luc, Geordi Specs, mysteries on the holodecks, asteroids, triple droids, telepathic betazoids, transporter, deadly claw, visitor from L.A. Law, photons, no Kirk, captain has gone berserk, shuttlecraft, Council Troy, Dr. Crusher's little boy, Klingon rights, parasites, new heights, phaser fights, Data's head, Tasha's dead, Riker's hanging by a thread, celebration, transformations, everyone to battle stations!
Next generation on your favorite station. We do start the series, but when we are gone, it appears beyond. We do start the series. It's the next generation on your favorite station. We do start the series.
Well, when you hear that song, that can only mean one thing: another awesome, exciting, kick-ass episode of Trek Talkin'. Today's episode is going to be a special one because we haven't been on in the last couple of weeks. Technical problem on my behalf last week. I apologize for that. Week before that, we had some problems. So this is a special show that I put together for you guys. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back in time and play some theme songs from some of the TV shows that I used to watch as a kid growing up. We're going to go all the way back to the 1950s, which was before my time. But some of these shows you've caught in reruns, maybe on Netflix or Hulu. So we're going to take a listen, and we're going to go all the way up to some shows that are currently on television. So sit back and enjoy this trek through time with me and see how many of these shows you remember or maybe you don't remember. Maybe it'll jog your memory and you want to go back and give it a quick watch. So the first one that I'm going to play is an old black and white show that we probably all watched as kids. You will know this right away in the first couple of seconds, I hope. Here we go.
Friends Family, brought to you by Against Cavities in Test After Test.
Okay, well, yeah, that was the Addams Family. We had some technical difficulties with that clip, but I think enough of it played for you to get the gist. This next one that I'm going to play was on in the early 90s, one of my favorite shows. Only lasted one season, but it was popular enough to spawn not one, not two, not three, not even four, but five made-for-TV movies of the week. See if you can figure this one out.
That was a scene in California's Mojave Desert 5 years ago. Our historic first view of the newcomer's ship. Theirs was a slave ship carrying 250,000 beings bred to adapt and labor in any environment. But they've washed ashore on Earth with no way to get back to where they came from. And in the last 5 years, the newcomers have become the latest addition to the population of Los Angeles.
We'll be right back.
And that starred Gary Graham, who's going to be an up-and-coming Star Trek adventure called Star Trek Axanar that we've been talking about quite a bit, so you want to keep your ear to the ground for that. The next clip I'm going to play is currently on the CW Wednesday nights. It needs no introduction, so here we go.
It was the dawn of the third age of mankind, 10 years after the Earth-Minbari War. The Babylon Project was a dream given form. Its goal, to prevent another war by creating a place where humans and aliens could work out their differences peacefully. It's a port of call, home away from home for diplomats, hustlers, entrepreneurs, and wanderers. Humans and aliens wrapped in 2,500,000 tons of spinning metal, all alone in the night. It can be a dangerous place, but it's our last best hope for peace. This is the story of the last of the Babylon stations. The year is 2258. The name of the place is Babylon 5.
That was Babylon 5, which is currently not on the CW on Wednesday nights. This is the clip that was supposed to play.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish.
Make it home. Right my wrongs.
No! To use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
And of course, that's Arrow. You guys keeping up on Arrow? Arrow and Flash crossover? Not too bad. So anyways, the next one I'm going to play goes all the way back to 1979. This is one of my favorites. I grew up watching this show. Some people refer to this as the poor man's Star Wars. See if you can figure it out.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Thank you.
course, that was the late Glenn Larson's spectacular masterpiece, Battlestar Galactica. One of the things I remember most about Battlestar Galactica was the Cylons. They were so cool, a little red eye going back and forth by your command. The Cylon Raiders, the Vipers, it was just a great show. What a lot of people don't realize is that Battlestar Galactica was originally going to be a made-for-TV movie, which the first episode was, and then they were going to have a made-for-TV movie once a month. Those movies actually were written and filmed, and those were the two-part episodes of Battlestar Galactica: Lost Planet of the Gods, Gun on Ice Planet Zero, The Living Legend, War of the Gods, Planet of the Gods. Those were going to be Battlestar Galactica, but they made so much money on that first three-hour saga of the Star World that they said, no, we're going to do this as a weekly series. And they rushed into production, and that's why so many of the hour episodes were so weak when compared to the two-hour episodes. But this is Battlestar Galactica as it was meant to be. Battlestar Galactica as should be, not that new sci-fi stuff. So when Battlestar Galactica was canceled, Glenn Larson made a very short-lived series called Galactica 1980, which I'm not even going to get into here. But after that, he produced another classic sci-fi series, and we're going to play that theme song right now.
In the year 1987, NASA launched the last of America's deep space probes. Aboard this compact starship, a lone astronaut, Captain William Buck Rogers, was to experience cosmic forces beyond all comprehension. In a freak mishap, his life support systems were frozen by temperatures beyond imagination. Ranger 3 was blown out of its planned trajectory into an orbit 1,000 times more vast, an orbit which was to return Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
That was none other than Buck Rogers. Gil Gerard, Aaron Gray, tight white satin outfits. Who didn't have a crush on Aaron Gray growing up? I know I did. And who could forget Tweaky? Buck. Great show. It's very similar to Battlestar Galactica in a lot of respect. The next song that I'm going to play, I have to admit, I am not a fan of. I've tried to get into this show. It's just not my cup of tea. So I'm going to play it, and I know you're going to know it right away because there are several different versions of the theme song. And any show that had more than one season or one theme song, I tried to play the original, the first season song. And that's what I did with this one. And this one's very recognizable, and we'll talk about it after it's done. Doctor Who, the TARDIS. Of course, that's the Tom Baker version, which is the only version I ever watched. I'm not really up on the whole Doctor Who thing, but I do know Tom Baker, and that's the theme song from when he was the Doctor. Anybody wants to give us a call, 646-668-2433. That's 646-668-2433. If you'd like to share any thoughts or insights on any of the shows that I've been playing theme songs for. We still got a lot more to go. But right now, I'm going to take a bathroom break, so I'm going to play a theme song that's not from a TV show. It's a little bit longer than your standard TV show theme, but that'll give me a chance to get on back. So sit back and enjoy this next song. Of course, that was the theme from the 1980 movie Flash Gordon, music by Queen, another one that I just love. I think I saw that movie in a theater, eight, nine, ten times. I just loved it as a kid growing up. It was just campy enough and serious enough. The music was great. Good, fun movie to sit down and watch. So, the next one I'm going to play, for those of you who don't know, I work at a jail. And so every time I go to work, this next song pops in my head because of the way the movie or the way the TV series started right up. When you hear this, you'll know what I'm talking about. Maxwell Smart, Agent 99 on the TV series Get Smart. And, of course, the scene I'm referring to is the opening sequence where he walks down the hallway and all the doors are slamming and the bars are closing in behind him as he walks through. Well, every time I go to work in the morning, that's what that reminds me of. I just get that song going through my head as all the gates are closing and locking behind me as I go to work. The next one I'm going to play was a huge, huge hit back in the early 80s. The name of the show and the name of the song were one and the same. In fact, this particular song was a hit single for this individual. I'm not going to tell you who it is because you're going to know right away. I hope you have fond memories of this, and I hope you enjoy it. Landing and running into trees and bushes and buildings and whatnot. I think that's currently on reruns on MeTV. You might be able to catch that. Okay, so I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. A lot of memories. Here's a show that I also never missed as a kid.
Knight Rider. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Yeah. on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Knight Rider. And what do you remember most about Knight Rider? Of course, the car, the talking car, which was voiced by Roddy McDowall, Planet of the Apes fame, and the red Cylon eye going back and forth across the front of the car. Okay, our next one that I'm going to play for you guys is one that I actually never grew up watching. I watched this show on reruns on WPIX Channel 11 when I went to visit my grandparents in New York City, down in Brooklyn. So I didn't grow up watching this, but I have seen it. A lot of you people might not know this, so let's see how many people do. This is one of my favorite movies, but the song that I'm going to play is a theme song from the TV series. See if you can name it. It's not actually a science fiction show, but I had to play it because it's so recognizable. And, of course, I watched it growing up, and I know you guys did, and I know you guys will know it as soon as I play it. Classic. many of you people ever watched Happy Days? Come on, let's see some hands. All right, I know, I see a lot going up. Well, on Happy Days, there was an alien that made a guest appearance. That alien was played by none other than the late, great Robin Williams. He would go on to star on his own sitcom, and here's the theme song from that show.
Nanu, Nanu.
The number here in the studio is 646-668-2433, 646-668-2433. I don't imagine there's very many of you out there right now. I know up here in Vermont, it's 65 degrees, sunny, and beautiful as I look out the studio window. I'm going to go take the dog for a walk as soon as we're done with the show here. And believe it or not, we are halfway through our musical journey through time. Can you believe it? Speaking of musical journeys through time, here's our next show.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
And of course, that was none other than the Outer Limits. Now, the next series that we're gonna listen to actually were five motion pictures made from this. There are two current remakes, one that was made in 2001 and two that are in the theaters currently with a third one on the way. There was an animated series and the live-action series. And here's a theme song from the live-action series. Yes, and for those of you who didn't figure that out, that was Planet of the Apes, the TV series. And, of course, what would Planet of the Apes be without Roddy McDowall, who reprised his role for the series? And also starred Mark Leonard as General Urko. And, of course, Mark Leonard is most known as playing Spock's father in Star Trek and also the Klingon commander in Star Trek The Motion Picture and the Romulan commander in the TV episode Balance of Terror, just to tie that back to Star Trek. And speaking of tying something back to Star Trek, the star of this next show would go on to play Captain Archer, Star Trek Enterprise. As if you don't know, here we go. As I am, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening or downloading this to listen to later. Make sure you go to the page and click follow so you can be kept up to date on all of our new shows and what's going on. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys. The next one that I'm going to play for you guys was, again, big back in the 80s. There were three motion pictures. The individual who starred in the main role in the motion pictures would go on to play Admiral Marcus in Star Trek Into Darkness, trying to tie that back to Star Trek. But what we're going to listen to is a theme song from the TV series. There was also an animated series, but we're going to stick with the live action series in case you hadn't guessed it. It's RoboCop.
Go ahead and shock the flat line, then let's quit.
Okay, everybody clear.
Officer Alex Murphy shot to death in the line of duty.
Legally, he's dead. We can pretty much do what we want.
There's a new guy in town. His name's RoboCop.
Murphy, it is you.
Very 80s camp to it, but fun watch. The number here in the studio is 646-668-2433. The next one that we're going to play, I said at the beginning of the show that I was only going to play the theme songs from the first season. Well, the next show that we're going to play actually had three incarnations. It was on for 3 years, and every year they changed the show, and I think that may have been the downfall of this show. This would be the only time that Roy Scheider of Jaws fame would be on a TV series. So if you haven't guessed it, maybe this will jog your memory.
The 21st century. Mankind has colonized the last unexplored region on Earth, the ocean. As captain of the SeaQuest and its crew, we are its guardians. For beneath the surface lies the future.
Captain,
also starred the late Jonathan Brandis and had a talking dolphin named Darwin. And William Shatner made a few appearances as well. I think one of the big problems with Sequest DSV is they tried to be scientifically accurate. And the first season, trying to stay strictly scientifically accurate, made the show a little bit dull and boring. So in the second season, they tried to switch that and tried to go more Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea-ish. And it didn't quite work. They shook up the crew, changed things up a little bit, made a new pilot, and that didn't quite work. So they went in completely the opposite direction for the third season, which only lasted, I think, 6 or 7 episodes, Sequest in Space. And that's when the show finally bowed out. So anyways, that Sequest DSV, I think it's currently running in reruns on the Sci-Fi Channel. The next TV show ran for 10 seasons and spawned 2 spinoffs, all from a motion picture starring James Spader and Kurt Russell. Yes, of course, you know, I'm talking about the movie Stargate, and this is Stargate SG-1. And Stargate Universe. All right, the next show needs absolutely no introduction at all. If you're listening to this and you don't know this next song, you need to hang up your 70s shoes because there's definitely something wrong with you. This is so identifiable and so famous and so popular, I need not say more.
Arm switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle.
Circuit breakers in.
We have separation. Inboard and outboard are on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Vapor 3.
Hit your pitch to 0.
Pitch is out. I can't hold out.
Correction. Alpha 4 is on. Trip selected. Emergency.
Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
And of course, that's the $6 Million Man. Who could forget every time they had the bionics? Since the special effects weren't that awesome back in the 70s, whenever he used his bionic vision or he jumped or whatever, they heard the nee 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 nee, and that was to let us know that he was using his bionics. Absolutely awesome. Who could forget when the Bionic Man battled Bigfoot? Or how about the $6 Million Man's wedding to the Bionic Woman? Or the Bionic Dog? Great show. I just could go on and on and on, but I won't. The next one. This is a show that I caught in reruns on public television. It's a British show, so I think that's why it wasn't on television here. You can catch it in reruns now, but back back in the 70s, it was a British television show, and we didn't have BBC One like we have today. So you had to catch this in reruns on public TV, which is how I caught it. It's very distinctive. It starred Martin Landau and Barbara Bain. And, of course, you already know. So sit back and enjoy. That's none other than Space, 1999. And, of course, they did have two seasons as well. I chose the Season 1 theme song because I feel it's more identifiable with the show than the Season 2 theme song was. What else can I say about Space 1999? Bell bottoms, very dated. But you know what? If you go back and watch it, it held up pretty good with time. You know, you got to be into that British type of sci-fi to really, really enjoy it. But I think it really held up with time. So the Eagles were just awesome. It's just a good, good show. The next one that I'm going to play is one that gets overlooked by a lot of sci-fi fans. Back when X-Files was at its heyday, two of the writers of X-Files had this idea, and they went to Chris Carter and said, we want to do this show. And Chris Carter was too busy with the X-Files at that time. So they left the X-Files to produce their own show, and this is that show. Above and beyond. My dog is going crazy here. I'm sure you guys can hear her in the background. Quiet. Anyway, Space Above and Beyond. The show started off very, very slow, but near the end, it really, really picked up, and it got really good. As with most shows, they canceled it just when it started getting interesting. Now, these next two, I'm not even going to introduce them. Of course, the name of the show is Trek Talkin'. I've tried to relate as many of these shows back to Star Trek as possible. Well, these next two songs that I'm going to play need absolutely no introduction at all. So here we go.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Did you figure it out? Did you? I'm sure you did. Of course, that was William Shatner, none other than Captain Kirk. Now, after Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry came back, with his creative team to catch lightning in the bottle a second time. And, of course, I'm talking about Star Trek The Next Generation. And here's Patrick Stewart's updated 1980s version of Star Trek. Give it a listen.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Saturday morning cartoons back in the day when they used to have Saturday morning cartoons. Everybody growing up in the 70s watched Saturday morning cartoons. Watching Saturday morning cartoons, you had to watch this.
In the great assembled the world's four greatest heroes, students of the universe, Superman, Wonder Woman, Super Friends, Wendy, Marvin, Injustice, to right that which is wrong.
Of course, that's the Super Friends. Let's forget about the Super Twins and Gleek and all that stuff and just concentrate on the superheroes. Super Friends. Speaking of Super Friends, I want to say that this is the show that started it all. The granddaddy of everything. I did not watch this first run. I wasn't born when this show came out. But every single one of you guys knows this song. You've all heard the monologue. You're going to know it instantly. And I think everybody owes what we have today to this show because, in my opinion, this is the one that started it all.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Superman.
And of course, if it wasn't for Superman, we wouldn't have the Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, Batman, and the whole slew of superhero movies that we're enjoying today all owe their existence to Superman. Now, this next one, This next one isn't really science fiction, but this is one that I grew up watching, and I kind of enjoyed it, so I thought I would throw it in for you guys, see what you think. That cackle at the end gave it away. That was the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt. Now, let's jump all the way up to today. There's a brand new show on TV right now that's one of my favorites. It's called The Flash. And here is the theme song.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. When I was a child, I saw my mother killed by something impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, I use my speed to fight crime and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who killed my mother and get justice for my father. I am The Flash.
You guys watching The Flash? I know I am. John Wesley Shipp, who was the original Flash in the 1990s, plays the part of Barry Allen's father, and they've had several of the people from the original Flash on it, most notably Mark Hamill reprised his role as the Trickster just last week, so we'll have to see where they go with that. That's The Flash. Let's jump back to the to a show that, again, very similar to Land of the Giants. I never caught this first run. I watched this on reruns when I was visiting my grandparents down in Brooklyn. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. But I'm going to give it to you anyways because it's my show and I can. The show just wrapped up its fifth season. There's a brand new series coming out this summer. I believe it's going to be around July, I think. August, maybe. This show is so huge that Huge doesn't even cover it. They just found Alexandria. And we're waiting to see what happens with the wolves because they're very near. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe this will jog your memory.
Thank you.
Hell to the yes, that's The Walking Dead. So, have you been watching it? What do you think? Okay, let's move on. The next one that I'm going to play is another classic. TV as we know it, I don't think would exist without this next one. Rod Sterling's classic, The Twilight Zone.
You unlock this. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sight. You're moving into a land of and ideas. You've just crossed over it.
All right. Well, we're having some technical difficulties with that, but that was The Twilight Zone. I don't know why that didn't play right, but anyways. Another show that was huge, huge back in the 70s. In fact, the original two-hour movie was so big that they made a sequel called The Final Battle, but we were still hungry for more, so they made a TV series. The TV series was okay, but it must have been better than okay because back in 2000, they made a remake of it, which ran for two seasons. And, of course, I'm talking about V. So here is the theme song from the original V, the miniseries. Thing I remember most about V when I saw it the first time was that one scene where the alien gets his face ripped off and we find out that they're actually lizards underneath that skin, and he holds up the mouse and he drops in his mouth and eats it. That gave me nightmares for weeks growing up as a kid. And, you know, I often wondered, how did Mark Harmon, get on and off of the alien ship so easy? Every week he was on, he was off, he was on, he was off. He knew how to fly the ships. I mean, he was like the master of everything. Anyways, great show. The next one that we're going to flash back to was the predecessor to Sequest DSV. Of course, I'm talking about Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
War of the Worlds. Common bacteria stopped the aliens, but it didn't kill them. Instead, the aliens lapsed into a state of deep hibernation. Now the aliens have been resurrected, more terrifying than before. In 1953, aliens started taking over the world. Today, they're taking over our bodies.
And, of course, that was the 1990 TV series War of the Worlds, the second
invasion. These may be the last words I ever speak.
Okay, War of the Worlds, the second invasion, ran for two seasons. Not too bad, but, you know, I couldn't get into the whole alien stealing bodies thing. I don't know, but check it out if you get a chance. This next one is coming back to TV, huge back in the 90s, and they're going to have a 6-episode return to television next summer, Spawn 2 Motion Pictures. Of course, you'll know this one right away. I don't know what that song was, but it was supposed to be the X-Files. I apologize. But here's another one. J.J. Abrams produced the show, ran for 4 seasons. It was called Fringe. People, our hour is just about up. We've only got 2 more shows to highlight, and then I'll be out of here. The next one I'm going to play, I don't think this one needs any introduction either. Let's see what you guys think.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of it.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead. until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
Of course, you guessed it. That's the Incredible Hulk. And of course, back in the 70s, we didn't have CG to make the Hulk like we do in the movies today. We had Lou Ferrigno painted green, lifting up cars and doing all of his own stunts. I'm going to wrap up the show with another Saturday morning, and not a cartoon, but a live action, that every kid ran home to watch on Saturday morning. Claymation, kind of cheesy by today's standards, but the Slee Stacks were awesome. The show itself was fun. I mean, who could forget Shaka? And, of course, Will Ferrell would make a remake of this as a motion picture. Of course, I'm talking about Land of the Lost.
Marshal Will and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, struck their tiny raft.
Journey back through time. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you heard some stuff that you haven't heard in a while. I hope maybe you're going to go back and watch some of these shows that we got to listen to the theme songs for today. I had a lot of fun doing this for you guys. I just wanted to do something for you guys because we haven't been on in such a while, and I didn't want you guys to forget about us. Anyways, make sure you click follow on our page, Blog Talk Radio /Trek Talkin'. You can also check us out at the Star Trek Attack Wing page on Facebook. You can make sure to click like there. Our next show of Trek Talkin' is going to be on the 16th, which is this Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel, which is Thursday night at 6:30. We're going to talk about the ISS Enterprise, the new Federation shuttle and the shuttle rules, and the Dominion cruiser Rec-Lar, as well as Star Trek 3 rumors. We're going to give away our raffle ship, and we're just going to hang out and have some fun with you guys. It's been a little while since we've done that, so make sure you check that out. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys for tuning in or for downloading this show at a later date. I'm signing off, and we're going to wrap up the show with Leonard Nimoy reading the Star Trek eulogy. Thanks a lot, and good night, guys.
Final frontier. These are the continuing voyages of the starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.